We're on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Around 8 lines from the bottom. Ahu Gavre Da'af Kizuzi Gabi Chavre. A person gave money to his chava for Pekodin. A svini bitzrife do uveni, so he put it in a hut. The hut was made out of aroves, and ignif, and the money was stolen. So Omar Rav Yosef, ava gav de linyin ganvi niterusehi linyin nure pshiusehi. That means, even though we had till now Ksofim Elam Shmira Ela Bekarke. So the normal Shmira of Ksofim is to bury them. Afal Pikain, the Srife de Uveni is a place where Ganovim never chalom to look for money there. So and it was stolen from there. So theoretically, this was a proper Shmira on the money, because a ganav would never think to look in this hut for money. Afal pi kein, Rav Yosef was mechayev the shame to pay. Omar Rav Yosef, afal gav the linyin ganvi netirusei, linyin nurev shiusei. But he was a pesheya to hold the money there, because the srife de uveni is very flammable. So by putting it there, he was a pesheya legabi yesh. Havi tchilosei bepshiye, v'soifei ba'ines chayim. So even though it ended up that it wasn't burnt, it was stolen, and that was an oines, but since the etzim putting it there was a pshiye legabi yesh, and if he wouldn't have done this pshiye, he wouldn't have put in the tzrife d'uvni, he wouldn't have been stolen either. So tchilosai bepshiye b'seife b'ines chay. Ve'ike da'amri, others say, afal gav d'linyin nura pshiyusei, even though he's a pesheye legabi eish, linyin gan v'ine tirusei, but Lemaise Legabi Ganovim, which Lemaise didn't get burnt, Lemaise got stolen. This was a proper Shmira. Chilosai Bibshiye Vesaifei Bainis Potam. So the Machlik is Tula Shainis, but the din is Chilosai Bibshiye Vesaifei Bainis. The Hilcha said Chilosai Bibshiye Vesaifei Bainis Chay. We pass it like the first lesson. A tchilas b'pshiye v'seifa ba'ines is chayiv. Zok Rashi, tzrife d'uveni bayis kotl ogul, k'min koiva. It was a small, round hut, shaped like a hat, shois inside the oifis l'arev, that the hunters used to use this, used to hide in these huts. The uveni shel arova hoya was made out of arovis. Afa gav delinin ganvi niterusi, afilu beloi kvure. Even though without burying it in the karke, shen ganovim helchim shom lignet. Ganovim never go to these huts to steal money, because it's very rare for people to keep money there. Shein money, mummy, motzi sham. But chilosei bepshiye, shema tipu sham bleike, v'nimza posha shalei kofla. He was a pesheya by not parrying it. V'seifei b'ayne, shein ignabu, g'nebu l'shem mechina, b'aynesu. Zokta isves, ochi goras rabbeinu chananil, hilcheset chilosei bepshiye b'seife b'aynes chay. Olocha b'paskan et chay, b'chemuchach b'shili apoyalim, d'hilcheset achay. D'poich abayi, ochi chilosei bepshiye b'seife b'aynes chay. B'chemuchach reish perik ha-koynes. V'davke heiche sheyocha liyois שהאונס לא היה נרא אם לא פושע בתחילה. The whole thing, תחילה סי בפשי וסייפה באונס is חייב, is if he wouldn't have been פשעיה, the אונס would have never occurred. That means, so the אונס is a derivative from the פשיה. That means by being פשעיה, in putting it there, that lemaisa, that's what was stolen. Avol posha bo viyotzo la'agam umeisa, but what is the din if you would be posheya, that it went out la'agam? And the agam is a mokim that it's that ganovim would come, or chayis would come. Viyotzo la'agam umeisa, and it died there, it had a heart attack over there, and the agam is not at all a sibe for the misa, poto, then he's poto, even though he was a peshei legabi ganovim. The malach amovis malihocha malihosa. This is a proper shmira, because Ganovim would never look in the Tzrife Duvni. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ahu gavre da'av kitzuzi gabi chavri. Someone gave over money at Pekodin. This chavre. Omalei, avli zuzoi. Give me back my money. Omalei, lo yadana heicha oisvinu. I don't remember where I put them, so I can return it to you. Also, lakame de rove, omale kol la yedane pshiusehu, zil shlem. La yedane za pshiye, therefore yemachuyev to pay. I saw a tereshmu being done from the Ritve. What is the pshiye? He doesn't remember where he put it. So what is the pshiye? I mean, lemaise, he forgot. So what is the pshia? That pshia means he did something with pshia. So the Ritva says the pshia is by putting it in a place that he will not remember where he put it. That kuf is a pshia. You put it in such a place that you can forget where you put it. That's called a pshia. So memela yachayim. Kola yedan pshusi zil shlimsi was chayev to pay. Ahu gavre da afgid zuzi gabi chavre. There was a person who gave over money to his chava. Ashlaminu leime. So this person took the money and gave it over to his mother. Va'isvinu bekaltalise. And what did she do with the money? She put it in a box. Ve'ignif. And the cat stole it. Now, we had learned before, Ksofim ein lam shmire ela bekalke. That's a kelk, you have to go and bury the money. That's the proper shmire. She put it into a box. And the cat stole it. So Rove had a tremendous problem with this maise. Heche nedainu daini lahaidine. How should a dayin paskin distant teich? Neima leile di day zil shlim. Should we tell him the yumachuyif to pay? Let's see Rashi. Let's see what Rashi says. Ashlaminu Mosron Leima. He gave it over to his mother. Kartalise Argiz. Neima Leila Didei Zil Shlim. Dishayma Shemosa Lishayma Chayev. So you had no right to give it over to your mother. Omar, so he can come with a taina. Kola Mafkit Aldas Ishtoi Ubona Pumafkit. That means when a person gives over pekudim to a shema, this is with the understanding that the shema is capable of giving it over to the immediate family. So memele, that what he gave it over to his mother is bechlal not efshia. Fine. So let's go to the mother and tell her, you know, you got a pekudim of money. There's a klal. Except from Einlam Shmira Ela Bekarke. So you were a Peisheya in the Shmira of the money. So you're Mechuyiv to pay. Omro Loi Omali De Lav Dide Nino Ta Akbarino. He did not tell me that it's not his, that I should go and bury it. So the Rosh explains, our son gave her money. She was under the impression that this is her son's money. And she was also under the impression that her son is giving her the money to hold for a short period of time, and he's going to come to her pretty soon and ask her back for the money he wants to spend the money. So since she was under the impression that he's going to spend the money, and so this is not a pekudin that's going to be by her for a long period of time, so she did the proper shmira. That means the whole halacha of ksofim einlam shmira ela bekalke is only if I'm giving you money for a longer period of time. So then there's a chiyav on the shema to bury the money. But if there is an understanding that I might come for it soon, and I want to spend it, so then she did the right thing. Samamela, I wasn't a pesheya by not burying him. So now you're a pesheya. Why didn't you tell her that it's not your money? Why didn't you tell her that it's a pekot? Oma koshkein de chiamina lo di nini nino tvei misdarbu. Fakert is this vole. If I'll tell it someone else's money, maybe she won't watch it properly. But since I told her it's my money, so my money shall zicha be nizer to watch more carefully. It's her son's money. I was also under the impression that she's going to bury it. This cheshben that lemaise she understood that since it's his money, he's going to come and ask for it right away back, so therefore there's no chiyuv to be mekabe the money. I had no havamina that she's going to make such a mistake. I was under the impression that he's going to come and ask for the money. Ela Omar Rove, so Rove said, Mishtabe ihu dahani zuzi ashlami. He should swear that he gave over this money to his mother, and that she put the money in the box. Let us see Rashi. Ashlamina Moslem Imai Kartalisa Argus Balaz Nema Lay Lidide Zil Shlim Yumakhuyev Tepei the Shema Shamosal Shema Chay. You had no right to give it over to your mother. So the Gemara says no. Kola Mafkit Al Das Shaloye Shema Nimna Milamoishon La Anshe Besoy Agdoilim Vinamonim Layuda Mafkit. There is a mutual understanding that the Shema should have the right to give it over to Anshei Beisai Agdoilim V'Namonim Loi. So there's no taina why he gave it over to his mother. נאמר לו לאימי, שתשלם בשביל שלא יקברתי. So she should be mechuyev to pay, because she didn't bury it. So the Gemara says, no, she was under the impression that it's his money, because he told her it was his money, and she was under the impression that this is money that will be requested in the very near future, so there's no chiyuv of burying such money. Kol ha-mafkid al das ishtoi ubonov u-mafkid. Oymer Rabbeinu Tam, dahaynu le-inyen, she'eine yocho loyma at mehenes li b'shvue v'loy hayich, avol im poshu ve'ein lehem tafilu zagayis, Avalim poshu ve'ein le'male shalem yishalem ha'nifkad dim le'kein kol ma'ashuv kadei tzol abalabayis tovei ishtoi v'toichol v'tifta. Now, we have to understand, this is a Yesodis de Ketosfes, and let us explain as follows. The Rambam, number one, is Chaylik Antaisvis, and let's understand the Shitas HaRambam, and then we'll come to what the Rabbeinu Tam was Machadish. The Rambam Shita is that since there's such a concept of Kol HaMafkid Al Das Ishtai Ubonav HuMafkid, that means this is a normal procedure, a shomer gives over to Ishtei Yibonov. So this is considered like the Nifkad, the first Nifkad is completely Mesulik from the Shmiras HaChefetz. I mean, this is a normal thing. Not necessarily does a Nifkad watch it himself, gives it over to Ishta Yabono. So the Rambam says, if she was Pesheya, he'll be Potter, because he has no responsibility. There was never a understanding that he has responsibility, that he has to watch it himself. The zichron understanding, he can go and give it ishtoi, imai. So he's mesulik. He's mesulik from this whole shmira. And the Rabbeinu Tam is coming to be chaylik on the Rambam. And the Rabbeinu Tam says, we'll come back to the first line of the Rabbeinu Tam, avol im poshu ve'ein lehem ale shalei. If they were a Pesheya, they don't have what to pay, Yishalim HaNifkad, the Nifkad is Mechuyiv to pay. There's a Chiv on the Nifkad to pay. The Imloi Kain, Kol Masha Hufkad Eitzel Balabayis, if you give something to a Balabos, so it will come out, if he'll be potter to pay, and his wife who doesn't have any money, won't be chayiv, so it'll come out a calamity. He's potter to pay, she doesn't have any money, so it'll come out a catastrophe, a calamity. So therefore, the halacha is that if she doesn't have what to pay, he's mechuyiv to pay. We'll come back to this soon, but let's just go a little further. Ulekach nami, therefore, that means the Rabbeinu Tam said a chiddush, that there's a chiyuv tashlumim on the נפקד הראשון, לקח נמי הוכו משתבה אימי, therefore the mother has to swim, דהני זוזי איסבינו בקרטליסה שלא יפושו. That's why she's mechuyev to swim. Now, this is a difficult teisvis. He says teisvis somehow had a problem. Why is she mechuyev to swim? But since the Rabbeinu Tam said that the nifkad is mechuyev to pay, that's why she's mechuyev to swear. So, the Sameach, in Hilchos Shaila Pekodin, Per Gedalet Halachat Tes, says Pshat in Tosfos as follows. He says, what bothered Tosfos? Tosfos bothered that לקח נמי הוכי משתבה אימי. The mother has to swear that she wasn't, that she put it in a קרטליסה שלא יפושה. What ולקח? Because of this, she's מחויב to swear. Because her son will be מחויב to pay, that's why she's מחויב to swear. So the Sameach wants to say, Emerson, all Shvuas HaShemrim that means all the time a mafkid was over Pekodin to Nifkat. The Nifkat said something happened with it, got stolen, it got lost, Shem Achino. He's Mechuyiv to swear. Now why is he Mechuyiv to swear? I mean, the mafkid knows it didn't get stolen, it didn't get lost. All shvuas hashomrim is an asofik. That means, even though the mafkid hasn't the faintest idea what happened with it, and the nifkat is telling him that, I'm telling you, it got lost, he's mechuyev to swear. The chiyev shvua an hashomer is the shomer is mechuyev to be mevara what happened with it, but is one condition. The chiyuv birur on the shomer is if the mafkid can say, you're my shomer. You are my shomer, so since I made you a shomer, you're mechuyev to be mevara to me what happened with the pekodin. That's mechuyuvei hashomer. So if there's a meyach, here, the Baal HaMois, he's coming over to the Ima, and he's telling her, swear that you weren't Peshaya, swear that you weren't Peshaya in the money. You gave me the money, I got the money. How do you know Bechlal I got the money? You don't know Bechlal if I got the money. Why should I be Mechuyev to swear to you? That's a merdik akasha. That is akasha. Why should she be mechuyev? You don't know bechlal. My son says he gave me the money. He gave you the money. I said I gave you. Oh, I also said I got the money. I said I wasn't pesheya. But you don't know bechlal if I ever became a shame on your money. Who says he ever got the money? Why should I be mechuyev to swear to you? This is akasha that the Sameach says that this part of Tosfos. So the Sameach says, 100%, he can't be mashbiah. But because he doesn't know bechlal, if she became a shema, but there's a chiyuv on the nifkat, on the son, to swear to him that there wasn't a pshiyah. That means he gave the son money. The son says, I gave it over to my mother. Fine. He's allowed to give it over to the mother. Called Amafkid Abbas Ishta Yabonov. But now, we'll ask the son, what happened with the money? Was your mother Peshaya? He doesn't know. But Be'emesin, she's Mechuyev to swear to him. She's his Shema. He knows that he gave her the money. The Bala Mois doesn't know. So if we will say that if the son will not be Mavara that there wasn't a Pshia, he'll be Mechuyev to pay. So then, she has to swear in order to pater the son. This was the Rabbeinu Tam's kasha. The Rabbeinu Tam said, if you learn like the Rambam, if you learn like the Rambam that the son is pater, the son is mesulik, he gave me a pekotin, you realize not all the time I'm the one that's going to watch it. I can give it over to my mother, I can give it over to my family. So memele, so why is she mechuyev to swear? She's not mechuyev to swear to the Bala Mois because he doesn't have a tainus bari bechlal that she ever became a shema on his money. That was ulekach. That's how the Samech wants to say pshat. Ulekach nami hochem mishtabe ibi imei, because you know, because the son is mechuyev to swear. The son is responsible for the money. It's not that he's mesulik the way the Rambam says. He's mechuyev to swear. Good, you're allowed to give it over to the mother. But now, who says that there wasn't a pshia? So she's mechuyev to swear. The part of the son is a raya that the son is raya. That the son is not mesulik. When the Gemara said that study a suffix, so one of the sfeikas were that she should have to pay because she was Peshaya, because she didn't bury the money. So it would seem that the Chiyuv Tashlumim is on her and not on him, if she was Peshaya. Lav mishum dim lay hoyala mal shalim sheyiftar anivket el tishalim livnok sheyila shulim. That means her son is mechuyev to pay, and she'll pay her son. She will pay her son. This is the Shita Sarabeinu Tam. Yam Shoshloima seems to say that the Rabbeinu Tam is also made Meikar Adin. Rabbeinu Tam is made Meikar Adin that the son should be potter, but this was a takone. The imloi came. If you will say that the nifkad will be potter, as komash hufkedei tababai, so yishiv etoichel v'tifta. So that's why there was a takone that he's mechuyev to pay for it. Now we have here a new gemara, a very difficult gemara. Hahu apetrope the yasmi. There was an apetropis of Yesaimin. Dizoven lu tura the yasmi. He purchased a share for you. He was an apetropis. He purchased a share for the Yesaimin. And he went and he gave it over to a lawyer. This shoyer never did not have any teeth, didn't have any front teeth and back teeth. Lemechel, so didn't have any teeth, so was not capable of eating. Umis, so what happened? The share doesn't have teeth, so the share died from hunger. אמא רומי בר חומה, היכן דיינו דייני להיידין? נהל שווי פסקן נשיילה. נעים אלי לאפטרופה זיל שלם, if we'll tell the apotropes that he should go and pay, that means it's his fault. He bought a shoyer without teeth, a shoyer that can't eat, so this shoyer is going to die. If you don't eat, you die. So, name alei l'apotropes zil shlim, Omar ano lebakre misarti. Listen, this is not my line to be mevarer. If the shoyer has teeth, it doesn't have teeth, it's something you can't see al mishkol rishay. I mean, this is a very rare case that a shoyer doesn't have teeth. I gave it over to the roye, and that's the roye's responsibility. I was samech and roye. It's not my response. I gave it over to the roye. Now the roye should have seen that it's not eating. It's not my responsibility. Neimelei lebakra zil shlim. So let the roye pay. I mean, the roye was not eating. Omar. So the roye said, Ano bahadi turei ukimtei. I put it together with all the other shvarim. Oichlo shadoilei. I gave it food together with all the shvarim. Lei have a yodinin v'lei ochel. I didn't know it was needing. I mean, I put it together with the older shvarim. And we gave food. I gave food for this shoyer also. I know that? I'm going to go and stand there and see if this shoyer is eating or not. How should I know if it's eating or not? I thought it was eating. So Mamela, so the while everyone is shirking their responsibilities, everyone is tining, it's not my fault. The apotropos tines, I gave it over to the bakre. And the bakre said I took proper care of it. I put it together with all the shvarim, and I gave it food. I should know that it's not eating. The Gemara says, no. Michdei bakre shema socha diyasmiu. It's his responsibility. He's a Shema Socha. A Shema Socha cannot patter himself with tining, well, I put it together with the other Shvorim, and I gave it food, and I assumed that it's eating. No. A Shema Socha, if you're getting paid, you're mechuyev to be mavara if it is eating or not. That's the responsibilities of a Shema Socha. So Mamela, it's your fault. You gave it food. You did not see if it was eating or not. Lamaise didn't eat. Lamaise died of hunger. So it's your responsibility. So where are we up to now? So we're up to that the Bakre should pay the Yisayimim. That means like this. I mean, because of the Bakre's negligence of not being Mevara, that the shoyer was not eating, so the shoyer died. So he's mechuyev to pay. So the Gemara said, Yikab say that the yas me hochinami. Masa, you're right. If the yisaimim would ever have said, that means they bought the shoyer. The shoyer died of hunger. Because of the negligence of the bakre, she's mechuyev to pay them. He can't come with a taina. I assume that the shoyer is eating. Hashem Mesocha has to, is obligated to do more than assumptions. He's mechuyev to be mevara. V'ochi b'mayeskin in the lekeb say the diyasmi. Here we're speaking about the yisaimim, who this bakre is their Hashem Mesocha. They have no hefsed. Dashkechu lemorei deture, vishokul yasmi zuzi mine. The Yisoyimim went and found the one who sold the shoyer to the apotropos, and they came to this person. The other was a mekach tois. You sold the shoyer without teeth. A show without teeth cannot exist. It cannot live. It can't eat. That's a mekach tois. So give back the money. And that's exactly what happened. They took the money and finished. It's a mekach tois. He sold us a shell without teeth. It's a mekach tois. Fine. Frag the Gemara. Eleman kantoi. So who's tiny over here? So what's the din teire? There was a whole din teire over here that Rami Bachoma was talking. I don't know how to paskin who's chayv. There's no din teire. It's poshut. It was a mekach tois. That they got back the money, and he sold them so finish. So what's the shaila? Who's tiny over here? So the Gemara says, "More de ture katoy." No, the balabos of the share is tiny. What is the balabos of the share tiny? What is he tiny? You made a mekach tois. What are you tiny? Iboy leila oidon. You should have told me that it's not eating. You should have told me it's not eating. We'll see in a minute. If you would have told me that it's not eating, so I would go and shecht it before it dies. You didn't tell me. So it died of hunger. So now he had asked it. Now you're giving me back a dead animal. Shkayach. You should have told me it's not eating. And then I would have shechted it. Fragt die Gemorre, mai moidon, lei, mei de jodan, de mekach tois avi. The Muslim, which many should have told you? You didn't know, it's, you're sure, you knew that they didn't have any teeth. So what we should have, you knew that they didn't have any teeth. First you sold a faulty shirt, you made a mekach tois, now you're coming with a tiny, you should have told me it doesn't have teeth. You knew it didn't have teeth, you're the bailam on it. So memele, so what kind of tiny? So the Gemara says no. Besavsire dezovin mahoche umaz bin lahoche. No, lemaise, the owner of the shoyer did not sell it to the apotropes. The owner of the shoyer sold it. There was a safsire, a broker who buys and sells. He goes and he bought it from the owner and he sold it. It was mamish, a very quick deal. He brought it and he sold it the same day. This safsire was unable to, he didn't know, he was unaware of bechlal that it didn't have teeth. So now the safsire is coming with a taina. The safsire is coming with a taina that what? That, listen, I sold it. You're right, it's a mekach tois. I realize that I sold you a shoyer without teeth, it's a mekach tois. But al koponim, the bakre who saw that it's not eating, or he should have seen that it's not eating, so vakert, he should have come and vakert, it's a mekach tois. So it's not better. It's a mekach tois. So the money goes to you. The share goes back to me. So you should have given me back the share, told me the share is not eating, and I would have shechted it then. You didn't inform me, so the share died of hunger. Now you have a nevela. Tilkach mishtabe iu dolayhavi yoda. So first of all, we have to find out if this safsir is really telling the truth. Did he take not know? Take was a quick deal that he bought it and he sold it the same day, but did he have to it in empty? So the safsir has to swear dolayhavi yoda. Mishalim bikra and the roye will pay the safsir. The May Basar Bezel. He'll pay him a cheap price for the Basar. Now this is a very difficult Gemara and let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi. לביקרא מסרטיח, היו לאי לאי דייני שייניח. Before we asked the שיילה, the beginning of the sugya, we asked the שיילה, the apotropis bought a shayr that didn't have teeth. And the Gemara understood that this was a hefset for the Yisayimim. So Memele, so the Apotropos took money from the Yisayimim. He bought from them for with that money a share that is worthless. So he said, I didn't know. The Apotropos said, I didn't know that it didn't have teeth. And I gave Lebikra Misartiya. He's the one that's been metapol with the shvarim. He should have informed me that it's not eating. He should have been mabar if it's eating or not. So the Gemara says, you're right. So the Gemara says that the first Bikra said that no, it wasn't Peshay. He put it with all the other Shvarim. It's not his fault. He put it with all the other Shvarim, and then he put it with all the other Shvarim, and he was throwing food to it, and he was under the impression that it was eating. So the Gemara says, no, since you're a Shem Asocha, you're getting paid from the Yisheimim, Yibay Leila Yuni, Yibay Chalim Lab. So the Gemara says like this, Iika Pseido Liyasmi Tirutso. This is a Teretz. This is a Teretz. If the Yisheimim would have a Hefzid, that means, so then there's a Taine on the Bakre. You assumed that it was eating. Since you're a Shema Socha, you don't live with assumptions. You should have been Mavare. But the Gemara said that the Yisayimim, who this Bakre is a Shema Socha of, they're not having a hefset. The Ashkechei Lamori the Tura Hamarche, they found the one who sold the shirt. Bishokul the Maya, and they got back their money. The Omri lay Mekach Toiso. They told them it's a Mekach Tois. You sold us a share with our teeth, it's a Mekach Tois. Frek the Gemara Eleman Toin, Mi Taiveya Klu. So who's being Taiveya? The Koma Romi Bachome Eichin Indainis. So finish, it's a shut case already. It's a Mekach Tois. They bought a shoyer that without teeth, so that's a mekach toy. So finished, so they got back the money, and the shoyer is his. The man says, mori de turi toy. Vishoyo, he's requesting, and he's being teveya, shemeya, shemesa behem tayetzlocha. Look, you got back your money. It's my behem, it's a mekach toy. But, so you should have given me back my behemoth. But Teveya is apotropis. He's Teveya from the apotropis. Good, it's a mekach toy. So you should have given back. You should have given back the behemoth. So the apotropis said, so the Gemara says, why you Teveya the apotropis? You knew that it didn't have teeth. You were the bail. So Moses is speaking about a safsira. Kaina moicha behemis beshuk, b'yayim shakaina moicha. So the Gemara says, so now the shaila is the safsira telling the truth that he doesn't know? So the Gemara says, mishtave safsira deloy haviyod. He swears that he did not, didn't have teeth. Mishalim bikra demay bosa bezer. Now, so what happens? The Bikra, the Roye, pays the Safsira. Now this is a Shrekhusha Gemara. What Shaykhis does the Bikra have to the Safsira? The Bikra is a Shemar Sochal to the Yisayimim. Fine. The Yisayimim have no problems over here. So why, how can the Safsira mon from the Bikra money? What Shaykhis does he have to the Bikra? Utamiya ani. So Rashi says, I have a time. Minayin l'rami b'chome dinze. What is pshat rami b'chome? That is safsira mons from the bikre. Ma loyle safsira ima loye. What is he mourning from the roye? Loy shayme shaloyu. The yisayimim pay the roye. So he's there shayme. If it would be there pore, so he's mechuyev to be mavara, if it's eating, if it's not eating. It wasn't there pore, it's a mekach toy, so I didn't talk. So now, what tviya does the safsira have to the bikra? Zogt Rashi amir di ketaretz, v'nira li damas nisen, tasoyche pore mechaveroi vishilo la'acher. We learned before, a Mishnah, a person rented a pore from his chava, and he lent it to someone else. Umeisa kedarka, and it died. Now, it died by the shoyl. Now, the soicha, l'cheire, meikar adin, is potter from Misa, is potter from Onsen.